Okay, we're on page Shkoyach Shua. We're on page. We're gonna do a little chazara. We're on page Samach Aleph in Lekhet Amarim Beis. Just to give a little context, what the tzaddik teaches us is. Right, that each and every one of us, especially during this tkufa, during this time, it's a time of shalonogu kavod zelazer, is the inyan to honor, not just that they were mavaza, not just that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, right, Pasha, you would say that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were not nice to each other. That's not what the stage in the calendar is about for us. It's not that they didn't treat each other nicely, right? That they were mean to each other. That would make sense to say that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were killed and they died because they weren't nice to each other. It's not that they weren't nice to each other. They didn't honor each other. That's a higher madriga that not only is it, right, a person could say, okay, I don't have to be nice to that person, but I don't have to, as long as I'm not nice to the person. But you see that the pshat is that, no, it goes further than that. To honor somebody. What's the pshat to honor somebody? To honor somebody, right? Yehuda was telling me, Yehuda Lerifeld told me, b'shem Rabbi Stampler from the Ali Shore, that he says that every person has a midah, right? Correct me if I say this right or not. I'm saying it from you. That every person has a midah that they are special and that nobody can touch. Everybody has something very special about them that we have to honor the person as a result of that. I don't know if that's the whole thing he said, but the point is that every person has something unique. The problem is when we look at everybody as the same and we don't look at ourselves and say, what is the nekuda? What is that unique part that I have? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one of us and put us on this world for a very specific, beautiful, unique purpose. And when you see that in another person, you honor the person because you're like, oh my goodness, this guy has that. And the only way to see it in somebody else is when you're looking for it and you see it within yourself and you say with somebody else, where could I find something so beautiful? Someone was telling me recently, I think my son-in-law was telling me over Shabbos, right? They said, I forgot who said this, to be Don Lakav Schus, right? You have somebody who's sitting there talking during davening. He's talking in shul. He's talking the whole time during davening. You say, oh, how could I don that person Lakav Schus? Okay, maybe he's teaching them something. Okay, whatever it is, I don't know. But you see a guy just schmoozing. So one of the ways to Don Lakav Schus, you could say, wow, this guy's such a friendly guy. He's so connected to somebody. He's so beautiful. He's always schmoozing about good stuff. He loves people, right? The level to go beyond to judge somebody lekav schus, to honor somebody, to honor any person, to honor the brias, to honor every human being, to honor every. That's why the Jewish people are so beautiful, right? Who goes ahead? Which army? Which army goes ahead? There's no other army in the planet Earth that ever did, that ever will do what the Israeli army does. Why? Because we're Jews, not because it's the Israeli army. Because we're Yidden. What does a Jew do? We make sure that we're only killing the. You know what I mean? They send out leaflets. What other army says? Oh, by the way, I just want to tell you, we're bombing you right now. Be very careful because we're bombing you. Where does that come from? It comes from a Jew. A Jew is machabed every person. And if we would know where a person comes from, if we would know the tikkun neshama, at the end of the day, we're only here traveling for a very limited amount of time. We're limited. We don't know how long we're going to live. You don't know if you're going to live 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Even if you live 90 years, by the time you're 80, right, you get your dentures, you get your fake teeth, and you're already in the home, and you're already blah, 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 blah. You're already eating, right, baby food. I'm saying that's the way it works, right? I'm saying that even if you live so long, what are you doing already in this world? We're not here for a long time. We're here for a very, very specific mission. And the key in life is when you realize, even if you don't see the greatness in another person, but to realize there is greatness in that person. To just say, there is greatness in that person. I know that this guy, I know that my roommate, right? He might smell. My roommate might be up late at night. My roommate might be a this and that. But I know that there's something chashuv about him. I know that Hashem created, what do they say? There are two, right? I think they say it's Peshem, where's Tzvi? Peshem Rav Nachman, I think they say. I've seen it as quote in general. But I think I heard it Bishmo many years ago. That, right, there are two most important times when a person, right, in a person's life. When he's born, and when he realizes why he's born. What's the pshat? Every person has a purpose in this world. It's your birthday every day. What's the pshat? It's your birthday every day. You have a purpose. You have a purpose, each and every one of us. And even if you don't find your purpose, people get confused. They're like, okay, I'm 18 years old, I'm 19 years old, I'm 20 years old, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40 years old. You could be 50 years old and not know your purpose. You could say, I don't know my purpose, but I know that I have a purpose. I know that guy over there, I don't like him. There's something about that guy I don't like. There's something about that person I don't like. But I know one thing. He has something very special about him that I'm not tapped into. That's the pshat. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. That's what these days are about. Shlo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. That they didn't honor each other. We can't imagine what that means. But what we can do is to look at somebody and say, even the guy, mamish, even the guy who's cleaning up, even the Arab, even the Arab who's around, anybody who's here, say, this guy, this person, alachas kam v'kama, a Jew. If you have to look at a cat has a purpose. Otherwise, the cat wouldn't be here. Right? Every living thing has a beautiful, beautiful purpose. Especially us that we're in yeshiva. Us who b'nei Torah. You have to realize. Us who represent Hashem. We represent the Jewish people. We represent mamish, what the tachlis of this world was created. Could you imagine what a Jew, how beautiful a Jew is, just to be alive for a minute, just to be alive for a couple years, just to be alive to say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, to put on tefillin on your arm, to be in yeshiva. You know what it is to be in yeshiva? We have Aaron Mattel's back in the house. You know what that is, to have Aaron Mattel back in the house? You know what that is? You know what a journey? You can learn, you can mamish, you can learn, you could sit by Aaron and learn so much about life, about struggles, about what it is to overcome and to be in the Beis Medrash, to be back in the Beis Medrash. You could always, mamish, it's not so simple. Hashem should help us all. That's my hakdama. The hakdama to what we're up to in the Sefer is we're up to where he says that all of our neshamas, just to tell you, we're here in 2024. We have no idea why you're here. And two, we have no idea. We have no idea why you're here. What's your purpose now? What's your purpose being in this planet in 2024? We could be in the 1800s somewhere. We could be in the 1600s somewhere. We could be, why am I here? What's my purpose in this planet? We're here for very big, big things, each and every one of us. And to look at another Jew, look at that guy, and say, I might not like him, I might not get him, but I know that he has something special about him. And when I'm not able to see something special about him, it's a chesaron in me. It's a weakness in me that I can't see the beauty in someone, or I can't believe the beauty in me. It's not a chesaron in him. It's a chesaron in me that I'm not able, and I got to work on that. As the, where did I just hear this? As the Chedush Yerim, right? The Chedush Yerim was 16 years, right? There was another line that just someone told me recently. I forgot what it was. It was something so simple. The Chedush Yerim took him 16 years to see the good in another Jew. I just thought of something else. Okay, I don't remember. It takes time. Things take time, guys. Guy comes to yeshiva. How long are you in yeshiva for? You're here for a year. You're here 2 years. You got to be in yeshiva. Right? You know how long it takes to become a Ben Torah? I'm still trying to become a Ben Torah. How long? Not everyone's like Chacham Tawil. It's a big tzaddik from birth. Chacham Tawil is a big tzaddik from birth. Not everybody. All right, he had to be born in Merrick, so he had to fake it that he's really a Baal Tshuva. But not everybody is a big tzaddik like that. It's not so pashut. I'm serious. You can't learn so much from Rabbi, you know what I mean? You can learn from him, but I'm saying not everybody's like that. Not everybody's zochah to be such a big tzaddik. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot. And to see, to begin to look at other people, to say, I'm going to know that guy, right? We're all coming from America now, right? Some of us from Some of us from Mexico, right? Even the goyim are beautiful. Even a goy is beautiful. So could you imagine what one of the tzaddikim said? You can't explain to a goy how beautiful a Jew is. Could you explain to a goy how beautiful a Jew is? No. But you can't even explain to a Jew how beautiful a Jew is. That's how beautiful a Jew is. Every Jew. Right, I think that's the raya. What do they say from Yashka? Rabbi Varon would know this. They say from Yashka, even the lowest, what do they say? I forgot the line. Never mind. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Shkoyach.